RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We're back. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Mike, do you have any updates for us on players?
Yeah. Spillane, Tonga, Landry, Wilson, Rudy, Collins, and Williams will be out. Pop and Henderson are questionable.
So Milton Williams is out. Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I said Williams, yes. Milt Williams. Out.
Welcome in. Happy Saturday after Christmas to everyone. I'm Scott McLaughlin. With you for the next 4 hours with Tom Carroll and Joe Weil. Well, we got Patriots to talk about. We got Joe as part of our Sox booth team, Red Sox pre and post. So we're definitely going to do some Red Sox. Terp and Mago before us had some great Celtics talk. We'll get into Celtics as well. I'm going to put all four teams on the table. Plenty of Bruins. Anyone who knows me knows I cover the Bruins. We had Jaffe and Razor to open the day.
What a day.
And David Azar, behind the glass, has been here for all of it. He's going into his third show of the day.
David,
how are you holding up back there?
I usually work Saturday morning, so I'm used to it. But yeah, coming out to the snow this morning on my car, that was tough.
Not great.
Yeah, it's a cold one out there. At least it was the really light, fluffy snow. That was a pretty easy shovel this morning. So
easy to get off the car too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But that didn't stop some people on my driveway from not cleaning off their cars though.
Those people should be put in jail.
Yes.
That literally should be a ticket type of law that you can get pulled over for, if it already isn't. If it is, let us know.
I don't know. I've never seen anyone actually stop for it. I've never heard of anyone getting stopped
you
for
should.
It.
You should. It's really dangerous. Yeah. I would say it's more dangerous than speeding. You're driving really fast, and snow and ice is coming off of your car, and the cars behind you are trying to navigate it. It's awful, and the roads are icy. I hate those people.
Yeah, I saw one accident on my way in, two cars off to the side of the road, and everyone's out of their cars seemed to be okay. But I was like, I wonder if that's what caused it. I wonder if that was some idiot not cleaning the car off. All right, we can get into idiots and cleaning snow off a little more as the show goes on. But guys, Patriots, Jets tomorrow. You heard the long list of injuries for the Patriots going into this game. 7 players out. So, big opportunity for a lot of guys. Should still be a win. This Jets team is not good. But what are we looking to see? Tom, I'll start with you. But what do we want to see from this game tomorrow?
What I want to see is the Patriots go down there and just take care of business. Like, it doesn't need to be style points, as people like to say. It doesn't need to be, you know, Drake May throwing four touchdowns or the defense coming out and completely dominating. I just need, like, a ho-hum two-score victory. Don't get injured. Get back to New England and get ready for Week 18 against Miami. Because, you know, you have the number one seed in the offing here. It's very plausible that the Patriots could get that first round bye, and they need it. I mean, that sounded like an SNL sketch with Vrabel listing off those names. It's crazy. So, you know, you're lucky that you're playing the Jets when you're the walking wounded, but at the same time, you are the walking wounded. So you can't just go in there and expect to be the same type of team you've been in the middle part of that year when you were blowing out bad teams. You got to go in there and you need to be smart about it. You know, hand that ball to Ramondre a bunch of times and get out of there and get the win.
We'll see if Travion Henderson plays too, because it seems like that is a possibility going into tomorrow. But, you know, the strength of schedule part of the whole conversation around the Patriots this year, I found really fascinating because, yes, yeah, they've played a lot of bad teams, but they've taken care of beating those bad teams. And you look at their point differential, it's the best in the AFC. They are lucky that they're playing the Jets against Brady Cook. It's not even Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, who obviously both those guys haven't had good seasons, but you'd probably prefer to play Brady Cook even amongst those three. You know, you take your pick of the bad there. What I'm interested to see is the wide receivers and who ends up stepping up, because, right, we've all kind of praised Mac Hollins the way he's played, you know, recently, and then Kayshon Booty's had a really nice year too. I'm curious who now in the group that's left, you know, kind of leads the way with obviously the great season that Drake May has had. Do we see Efton Chisholm more in this game, which would be really fun, especially in what is, you know, as Tom was saying, it's still a high stakes game because, right, you get that one seed, you're in a really good position, especially when you have what has become a superstar quarterback in Drake May. But at the same token, like, you want to take care of business against this bad team. You don't want to let the Jets be the spoiler of what has been an incredible year. And I'm curious who amongst that group steps up with the absences that they're going to have.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have Stephon Diggs, and this could very well be another big game for him because he's just obviously the guy Drake May trusts the most. You have Hunter Henry, trust him. And then, yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's like Kyle Williams has been a deep threat. Like, you know, he has the great touchdown catch, great throw by May in the Baltimore game, but he's not really being used regularly as part of this offense. It's kind of just come in, run fast, and let Drake hit you. I am interested to see, do they use him in any other ways? Does he just get more snaps in general? And yeah, Efton Chisholm, let's see the kid. Like, preseason legend, you know, he's dressed for some games, he's returned some kicks, but he has not been targeted. I think he's run some routes, but really has not been used offensively at all, has not been targeted, does not have a catch yet in his career. You know, especially if DeMario Douglas is out and he's questionable. I mean, if Mike Vrabel said, like, Efton Chisholm's probably going to get chances in this game, even if Douglas plays.
Yeah, by virtue of there's no one else, right? Like, Efton Chisholm is going to need to play snaps on offense. And I heard Mego and Terp talking about this. Like, it would be really cool if Chisholm had, like, a game here where we look at it as, like, the Chisholm game. Like, remember when Efton Chisholm went out there and they clinched the division and he had 10 catches and 2 touchdowns? And, like, I think it's in play. Granted, I'm just going off of what we saw in the preseason, right? Like, but you're playing a Jets team that kind of profiles like a preseason opponent. So we've seen Chisholm eat against competition like that before. So, like, I think it needs to be more of a control the pace of the game. Like, let's have this be a Ramondre game for the Patriots on Sunday. But I think Chisholm is definitely going to get some opportunities. And Kyle Williams, to your point, Scott, he's been in that home run hitter, one or two big plays a game guy, really one big play a game in the games where he's made, you know, it's been like 5 big plays all season for Kyle Williams, right? Like, we can count it on one
hand. But how about those
big
plays, too?
They were amazing. So, you know, he hasn't had to be a possession receiver, right? Because guys like Hunter Henry, who you mentioned, and Mac Hollins and Steph Diggs, when he's, you know, gotten the snap count, have been those go-to guys for Drake May. Kyle Williams hasn't had to be that guy yet. So I think these will be valuable reps for him, because in the future, he is going to need to be that type of guy with where you drafted him and sort of how this league, you know, you progress on a roster year to year. Like year two, year three, you're going to want to see more and more of Kyle Williams in the offense. So this will be a game that will be really important for his development. And we'll be able to kind of get a preview as to if he can be that guy in the future. Because if he comes out and he is Drake May's main target or second main target tomorrow, and there's more issues, you know, because there's been times earlier in the year where May and Williams weren't on the same page. In the few opportunities where May has targeted him, it was like, oh, well, you know, I was high on that ball, or, you know, Kyle thought we were running this route and I hit him here instead. Like, if we see a lot of that tomorrow, then maybe it's more of Kyle Williams isn't there yet than it is just Drake May missing guys when they're open, like he was saying earlier in the year, if that makes sense. So it's definitely something that I'm going to be keeping my eye on. And I'm not going to panic if he struggles tomorrow, because this is his first real opportunity to be like a number two receiver in a game. But if he comes out and plays great, I think that's something that you can really build on heading into next year.
And I think it would be in like some ways, I know this sounds crazy because it's the Jets, but in some ways another kind of character building win if you can figure it out in that receiver group. And right, it's so many key bodies that are going to be out for this game too for the Patriots. I mean, the one guy I thought was going to be back or had a chance to be back is Milton Williams. And you do look at the Jets and you look at their team, and again, they're having another brutal year at 3-12, which is just like typical Jets. But you know, you look at their roster and you say, okay, where are their above average players? They do have Breece Hall. I mean, Breece Hall is a pretty good player, and we know that the Patriots, from a run defense standpoint, has struggled recently. I mean, we saw Derrick Henry, you know, run all over them, and that was the big surprise in that game, that they didn't go to him, you know, in the fourth quarter to try to put that game away. Obviously, the Bills game, that was a massive concern. So that is one part of this game that I'm intrigued by. And I wonder if, you know, you said that you hope it's a two-score victory, Tom. I think it's, what, 13.5, the Patriots are favored by?
Yeah, the line's at 13.5, and I wouldn't bet that, right?
I don't know if I would either, because I wonder
if... that's a big number.
And I just wonder if, like, this is one of those, if it becomes a scrappy-ish game for the Jets, that I think the Patriots will still win.
Yeah.
But at the same token, maybe, like, again, that Breece Hall, like, part of it, the running attack... You know, that they have him, and Isaiah Davis has had a solid season for the Jets too. Like, that's where I wonder if that's where it becomes close, right? Because maybe they struggle to stop the run.
Yeah, and the Jets are gonna be without Mason Taylor, their rookie tight end, who has had some good games. So it's like, that's another weapon down. You know, Garrett Wilson's already out. Like, it's you look at that and it's like, what's their best pass catching option? Adonai Mitchell? You know,
I think so. Yeah.
Like, they give him 12 targets. I'm like, I don't think Adonai Mitchell deserves that many targets, but no one else can get them for that team.
And how many will he catch?
Yeah,
too.
He can't really catch either, which is a problem.
Well, and also Brady Cook's not going to hit him every time because Brady Cook has started 3 games and has 1 touchdown, 6 interceptions.
Yeah, so. And this is where it's important to highlight yet again in this segment. The Jets are really bad. They're really bad, but Breece Hall is really good. He's almost at 1,000 yards already. I think he's 14th in the NFL in rushing yards.
Yep.
And that's with a terrible offensive line in front of him and really no other awesome offensive weapons that have been healthy this year in New York. Because obviously Garrett Wilson is special when he's healthy, but he just hasn't been in 2025. So I said this yesterday, and I'll make the point again. I feel like Breece Hall is someone that could put the fear of God into you a little bit tomorrow. Like, he is special enough where there could be some chunk plays where you're sitting at home and going like, oh, how did that happen? And like, yeah, Milton Williams is out of the game. Spillane is out of the game. That's the strength of your run defense right there, those two guys in the middle. So, like, don't be surprised if Breece Hall has a nice game. But, again, you got to combat that with also just controlling the pace and limiting the chances for you to put yourself in a bad situation where you're relying on guys that you haven't had to rely on all season. Like, don't put this game in the hands of Efton Chisholm if you don't have to, right? Like, go out and have Ramondre carry you to victory here. I'm really leaning on clearly, Ramondre Stevenson having a big game tomorrow. That's the guy that I see sort of coming out and getting the game ball, if you will.
If they don't, though, Tom, do you think that becomes the biggest concerning point for, like, the Patriots on a Super Bowl run? Because I know that's something we're going to get into today. Like, where could this team, now that we know that they're in the playoffs, like, where could they possibly fall short? And, like, you look at their running, like, DVOA, it hasn't been that impressive for the total part of the season. And, like, the Travion Henderson thing, I know we talked about how he could play. Like, he, to me, is fascinating, right? Because the big play potential and what we've seen on those have been awesome. And they can be game-changing, too. But there's also a lot of times, and he's only a rookie, and, again, I think he's going to have a great career. Like, there are a lot of times he does have short yardage runs, too, and that don't really go everywhere. So, like, what have you thought of the running game so far?
Yeah, it's been sort of an up-and-down proposition, right? But I think they've finally found a really good groove. Like, they know that Travion Henderson is a guy that needs to work outside, right? Like, hit him in the flats in the passing game, or, you know, have him running toss plays or off tackle. Like, those are the type of runs that are going to work for Travion Henderson. Like, using him in that, like, draw game that McDaniels likes, it's that's not who he is. Whereas Ramondre Stevenson has clearly become that bell cow, quote unquote, guy where you can give it to him between the tackles, but he's also effective in the passing game too. Like, he's more of your well-rounded running back, and Travion Henderson is more of the window dressing right now. And I think that 1-2 punch works. It just took them some time for those guys to kind of settle into those roles. And obviously Ramondre was dealing with his fumbling issues early in the year. Obviously it took Travion Henderson some time to settle in and figure out this offense. Like, we were 6-7 games into the year before he really started having an impact on the offense. So him being healthy, I think, is crucial to this team having any shot of winning a Super Bowl, because you need to have those type of guys that can make big plays in your offense. And they don't have Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones type receivers. So you need to have a guy like Travion Henderson who can have that game-breaking type of potential going into a game against a really good team if you do make it to the Super Bowl from the NFC, who I think is the stronger of the two conferences right now.
Yeah, I think, Tom, to what you said earlier, like, the very practical approach is just find a way to get a win, lean on Ramondre, run the ball. Part of me is a little greedy, though, where I'm like, I kind of just want to see Drake shred this defense, because if you look at, like, the PFF grades, the Jets do grade better as a run defense than a pass defense. They actually have a top 10 run defense grade and are 28th in coverage grade. And so I'm like, you look at that team, who's covering Stephon Diggs? Like, I just think, not that you need to rely on Stephon Diggs for, like, 11 or 12 catches, hopefully, but he could pretty easily have that, because he's been one of the most efficient receivers in the NFL this season. And the Jets have no one who can cover him. Like, especially once they trade away Sauce Gardner, it's like there is no one in that secondary. So maybe you just shred them through the air to build up a lead and then lean on your running game. Like I could see it going that way too, where it's like Drake may puts up some numbers through 2.5, 3 quarters, and then you start to back off, ease up, maybe even if you get a big enough lead, get him some rest, pull him out of the game. That would really be like the perfect day. And I do think, you know, because the receiving corps is so depleted, we'll probably get into this a little more later, but a day like that could also help Drake May's MVP case, which I know is not what Mike Vrabel is worried about as they're coming up with their game plan for tomorrow. But selfishly, like, greedily, I'm like, I'd like to see Drake May put up some numbers in this game, because it's a game where he really could. Like, this is a bad pass defense.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it yesterday in that this is a game where, because of all the weapons that are out, Drake May, if they're going to lean on the passing game, it's going to be a game where he really shows that he can be the guy that elevates talent around him. Like we saw with Brady for 20 years here, where, you know, he's got Rashay Caldwell playing in the AFC Championship game. So, yeah, it's like you said, if they come out and they ball out and he throws for 3 touchdowns and almost 300 yards or eclipses 300 yards again, that definitely helps him in the MVP conversation, even if it's against the Jets, because I feel like that's sort of what the betting markets look at. Like, they don't necessarily worry about the competition. They're just like, what was the stat line? Oh, cool, it looked good. Now your odds are going to be better. Like, there's like no nuance to it, which I find interesting. But yeah, I think he's got a legit case to win MVP, even if he doesn't have a huge game this week. And we could talk more about that later. But I know that's what fans want to see.
Yeah. And we mentioned this yesterday, but like the best that Tarvin Mago brought up to you, the best stat going in the NFL, especially as it relates to this game, is the New York Jets do not have a single interception this season.
It's crazy. That's wild. How does that, it's an NFL record. Like how does that happen?
That they are looking to become the first team ever to go through a full season without an interception.
it's insane.
Have we officially talked about that stat too much this week where it's definitely going to be broken?
No, because it's the Jets.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
All right, we're off and running. Patriots talk. Like I said, we'll get to the other teams, but we'll continue with Patriots. You can call in or text 617-779-7937. We'll be back with more right after David Azar has your trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This is WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Welcome back. Scott McLaughlin here with Tom Carroll and Joe Wild. David Azar behind the glass. Little Red Hot Chili Peppers coming in.
Are you a Chili Peppers guy?
I'm not really.
Oh, that surprises me.
I was when I was younger.
Okay.
But I don't know if I grew out of them or like my taste just shifted, but been a long time since I've actually sat down and listened to the Chili Peppers.
That hit me in the feels because actually the Red Hot Chili Peppers was the first concert I ever went to.
Oh.
Yeah, it was when
that's a good first concert.
Yeah, and it was when Stadium Arcadium came out as well. So I remember when they played this song, it was just so well done.
All right, well now we need to know, Scott, your first concert.
My first concert was Newfound Glory.
Hell yeah. Love that.
Tom,
yeah, little emo kid in middle school.
Did you have emo hair back then?
Like, I can't
not,
see you with the emo.
Not full blown. No, I never quite went all in.
my cousins actually, they grew up in Concord, so we'd come visit them every holiday season. They had the emo hair, and I remember in real time we would like make fun of them for it. like you're gonna regret, like you're gonna look.
Do
back,
they have regrets?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, like in real, like you'll look back on these pictures 5 years from now and be like, what was I thinking?
So my first concert was in high school. I was a little bit of a late bloomer to the concert game. Senior year. St. Paddy's Day weekend, Dropkick Murphys on Lansdowne Street at House of Blues.
That's pretty legit.
Totally indoctrinated into the scene. And so I had never been to a concert before. None of us had, really, that was going to this concert. And so, you know, the doors opened at whatever time, 5, but they weren't coming on till like 9. So we got there at like 4:45 and watched all these undercards. And it was hilarious. And then the crowd just filled in behind us. So we were all the way at the front at the House of Blues. So we're standing in the front row and it was a mosh pit. And like, we're like, oh my God, is every concert like this? This is the greatest night of our life. We're all just pushing around all these 40 plus year old mass holes. And no, not every concert is like that, but it was a great first entryway into
That's
it.
That's a very Bostonian first concert.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I remember when they played at the Red Sox parade in 2007. That was my freshman
Iconic.
Year of college. And it was like, it just turned into almost like a full-blown concert. Like, I don't know how long they actually played for, but it felt like they played for like 45 minutes. It was like they just kept going. I mean, like, people were just psyched. And everyone's just hammered out of Red Sox parade. So, all right. So, guys, Patriots, 2 games left. Then we got the playoffs. Are they legit Super Bowl contenders? What do you need to see before you can – is there anything left you need to see to convince you that they are?
They are, and there isn't. And I know that sounds probably crazy to say here in year one of Vrabel, year two of May, and 1 year removed from the Gerard Mayo experience. But given the way the rest of the league looks and what you've seen over the first 16 games for the Patriots, I don't know how you could come to any other conclusion other than they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They have a coach that clearly knows what he's doing. That's about all you're going to need to make a run in this version of the NFL right now. So absolutely, they can win the Super Bowl this year. And I feel like I'm taking crazy pills saying it, but that's where we're at. So, you know, the AFC is not what it was. You don't have Mahomes there. You have a Josh Allen in the mix that is beaten up and is really dragging the rest of that Bills team along with him. You have a Texans team that is sort of a one side of the ball team right now. You have a Chargers team that has Justin Herbert peeing down his leg every postseason. You have a Jaguars team that is completely unproven with a first year head coach. So who knows how that team looks come postseason. So I think that it is wide open for the Patriots to go out and take it. I don't believe in the Broncos purely out of Bo Nix. I think they peaked a little too early. And obviously the Steelers, like, there's no point of even talking about them. So yes, you can get through the AFC, and then once you're in the game, you got a shot because you're probably going to have the best quarterback in the mix. I guess coin flip if you end up playing the Rams, but I'm taking Drake May over Matt Stafford every day of the week.
Yeah,
I just am.
I think they are, and they're also flawed. But to Tom's point, that's just the NFL this year, and especially without Patrick Mahomes now for the rest of the season. You don't have to deal with Joe Burrow either. You know, and what that Bengals team could be a dangerous team if they ever kind of figured it out, but they only care about the offensive side of the ball.
Right, they pay 3 guys.
Right.
They don't pay anyone else.
They only care about that. And so, okay, so you don't have to worry about Joe Burrow. And then this postseason, it seems like you won't have to worry about Lamar Jackson either.
Right, Baltimore's out of the mix.
Who isn't as great in the postseason as he is in the regular season too. So to me, it's because of just the flawed conference part of it. And again, this team is good. And if you have a superstar quarterback and you have a great head coach, as this town knows better than any town in the country, that if you have those two things, you put yourself in a really good position. But I agree with you too, because like the Broncos, I don't, big game wise, I know he's had some big fourth quarter comebacks, but Bo Nix is still super inconsistent. And then I think the two teams, I guess the 3 teams out of the group that scare me the most, you and Tom, I know yesterday you were talking about the Texans, and I think the defensive part of it makes sense. The Bills, because they can run the ball, and we've already seen that happen against the Patriots, we have a kind of a flashpoint already to go back to. that they're a team that would scare me if you matched up with them at any point in the postseason. And then the Jags are a little interesting to me because of how well they've been playing recently. And I don't know if you guys believe in like this Trevor Lawrence resurgence over the last couple games. Like
you do, I don't.
Scott, I want to hear your thoughts.
I don't really, because I just don't really believe in Trevor Lawrence. But like, they've looked really good.
They've looked really good. Like,
I think Liam Cohen is a legitimately good head coach.
That's the thing. Is like, this has been a huge year for first year head coaches.
Yeah,
and especially what they've been able to do with some young or youngish quarterbacks around the league. Like, obviously, Vrabel and McDaniels, the combination of them, those two, have been great for Drake May. Ben Johnson on Chicago has been awesome for Caleb Williams in that offense. And Liam Cohen is getting, you know, didn't start great, right? Like, early on in the season, there was even, like, the two of them arguing on the sideline. But now Trevor Lawrence is playing by far the best football he's played in the NFL. And, by the way, old friend Jacoby Myers turned out to be quite the deadline addition for them. He's been rock solid. Like, I don't think it's a surprise that that offense has taken off post-Jacoby Myers trade. It's like that was clearly kind of a piece to that offense that wasn't there.
I think you're talking yourself into him. Like, it's not, yeah, like, I mean, as like, you've started to go along there.
I kind of, you know, I'm a little prisoner of the moment, little too much attached to, like, what teams have done recently. But that is a team that's playing really well and maybe playing the best football of anyone in the AFC at this moment. Like, I'm not going to say I'm scared of them or anything, but 3 weeks ago, I would have said, oh, yeah, that's a team I want to match up against, mm-hmm. whether it's the first round or the divisional round. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I don't know. I'm not so eager to face the Jaguars right about now.
So I think if the Patriots pass rush was a little healthier, you'd be sounding a little different right now. But Harold Landry hasn't been the same guy in like 10 weeks, right? I really like Chaisson and what he's brought to the team. He was a guy that before the season started, I said on Six Rings was going to be a surprise, and it you know, that bared out. He's been fantastic. I just feel like Trevor Lawrence, we have enough of a body of work where the Patriots coaching staff can figure out a way to make that not work, right? Like, Trevor Lawrence is limited in my mind. I feel like as a decision maker, he's not there. We have years and years and years of experience, and I know guys can get better, but I think this is more of a hot stretch than it is a sort of climbing to the next tier type of situation. That's just me personally. I haven't been completely locked into every Jaguars game. Obviously, my Sundays are pretty busy with the Patriots. But from what I've seen, and yes, that game against the Broncos is a legit big boy win. Like, kudos to them for that. But I don't know. I call me crazy. I'm just not afraid of the Jaguars. If they have to come to Foxborough, I feel like the Patriots can handle them.
And I think I do think there is Scott, I think what you're kind of getting at is that Trevor Lawrence perception of he's been in the league for a bit, hasn't really done anything. He had that one playoff win.
Is this like year six of him?
Well, it was 2021. That was the draft, right? So, yeah, five years or 6 years in the league. But I think there is a perception level with Trevor Lawrence of like, okay, this guy was supposed to be a generational player, and he hasn't quite gotten there yet. But they have been scary. You know, I still think with the Bills, even if the Patriots win the division, again, we saw it a couple weeks ago, with Josh Allen, when he puts on that Superman cape, and what he's capable of is something that so few players in the league are. And I also think in some ways, especially because there are parts of that group like Sean McDermott that have been there for years and years and years, and they haven't gotten it done. The urgency level for them, you know, knowing, as we've been talking about, there's no Patrick Mahomes, there's no Joe Burrow, there's no Lamar Jackson in the playoffs this year. Like, knowing, like, okay, like, if we can't get it done this year, yeah, I know they'll have next year and the year after that, because that's the beauty of having a superstar quarterback. But the sea is sort of open in a way where there is a real legitimate shot if you can at least kind of get past the first round and kind of go from there. They know they can beat the Patriots. And again, especially if the Patriots can't get healthy defensively, they can kind of hit them where it hurts the most, that even if you have Drake May, it might not be enough to overcome.
So the Patriots are obviously still alive for the number one seed. What needs to happen is they need to win out, beat the Jets and Dolphins, and the Broncos would need to lose next week to the Chargers.
Which obviously is completely plausible.
Definitely.
Because like, I just don't think Bo Nix is very good, guys.
No, like, and they're not playing great football right now. The Chargers have been playing pretty well. Really, a huge game coming up this afternoon at 4:30. Chargers-Texans. One, for seeding. Both those teams are going to be in the playoffs, but for seeding, very important. But also, if the Chargers win that, then they have a chance to win the division next week. That game against the Broncos next week becomes a winner takes the AFC.
That probably gets flexed into the Sunday night spot.
Probably.
Yeah. Do the Chargers scare you guys?
More so than the Jaguars, because I feel like, and yes, I keep talking about Herbert wetting his pants in the postseason, but I just think he has a higher ceiling, and I trust Harbaugh. I mean, he's brought Colin Kaepernick to the Super Bowl, so yeah, Yes, the Chargers scare me a little bit more than Jacksonville.
The only thing with the Broncos, I was just going to say, because I'm with you on Bo Nix, but I Sean Payton, as much as like it's almost like a begrudging, like, ugh, he's good, you know, like it's almost like the worst person you know, right. like that meme.
Yeah.
Like, he is a great
unfortunately, the worst person you know just said a good point like, or whatever
like,
it is.
But yeah. He's like that as just like an NFL head coach. Like, he is a really good head coach.
Yeah.
And especially that he can make all this work with Bo Nix, not to mention, like, It was only a couple years ago he takes over this team that is stuck with Russell
Wilson.
Yeah,
I mean, the Broncos had been rudderless for a decade post Peyton Manning. And even, you know, the fact that they won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning having a noodle arm is a testament to how good that defense really was.
And there is sort of a blueprint there of, like, yeah, you can. And I think this version of Bo Nix is better than Peyton Manning
was. Oh, yeah, that's not even close.
Without a doubt, right.
Yeah.
So there is that element too.
Yeah, anyone who plays fantasy football is like, you're going to associate Sean Payton with just being super frustrating because he always just uses a million different guys
right.
on offense and you never know. But like, now this Broncos team actually has started to kind of lock into like a pretty specific formula where RJ Harvey, their rookie running back, has really emerged down the stretch. He has the winning touchdown catch Christmas night against the Chiefs. You know, Cortland Sutton, they've leaned on, like, he's having a big season. Troy Franklin has emerged. So now that it actually is kind of a pretty focused offense, and that probably helps a quarterback like Bo Nix, where you're not throwing too much at him. Like, now it's pretty streamlined, and obviously they have that defense. So
my big thing before we kind of transition here, the Broncos feel like, and I think you may have made this point yesterday, Scott, but I think it bears repeating, they feel like the Chiefs of last year for me, where they keep pulling wins out of their ass. And there's no rhyme or reason to how it keeps happening. And we're all kind of fooling ourselves into thinking, well, look at their record. They keep winning games. They know how to win. Or maybe it's just crazy luck that this keeps happening. Because that Chiefs team should have lost like 12 games last year that they ended up winning. They had an insane record going into that Super Bowl. And I think we all just sort of blindly were like, well, it's Mahomes. And look, they won 15 games. So, yeah. Let's go pick the Chiefs. They clearly weren't a Super Bowl caliber team. That was an embarrassing blowout. And I'll be on the record here and say this. If the Broncos get to the Super Bowl with Bo Nix as their quarterback, they are going to get blown out by whoever comes out of the NFC.
Well, but I actually think it's really interesting you brought the Chiefs up last year because they had the one seed, right?
Yep.
So that, even though they, to your point, like they won so many close games, they still had the one seed, which, of course, is a massive factor in all this because you just need two games to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone talks about the Patriots' schedule. The Broncos have had an easy schedule, too. Mm-hmm. They've both only played four teams that are currently in the playoffs. Patriots, I think, are 2-2. Broncos are 3-1. So, you know, they haven't been super tested either in terms of talking about, like, oh, if they're the 1 or 2 seed, are they legit? And, yeah, I'm with you. Like, the pulling wins out at the end thing, I tend to think that runs out. Like, it's hard to ride that all the way to a Super
Bowl.
The Chiefs got to the Super Bowl and then clearly just ran up against a much better opponent. All right, we got to catch a break here. But again, you can call in, text us, 617-779-7937. Scott McLaughlin, Tom Carroll, Joe Wild, back with more after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
We're right back to WEEI.
That's more my 90s music.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Nirvana's amazing, so. So I actually wrote a research paper on the grunge movement in college.
Hell yeah. Love that.
Great, great topic to pick. Because we had to do, like, it was for like a journalism communications class. We had to do, like, how something in American culture was covered at the time. So yeah, I did like 30 pages on grunge.
Love that.
See, I for some reason thought before the show, and I was talking to Scott, he had some Seattle tie.
That's what it was.
This is what it is.
You just knew that I wrote it.
I knew you wrote this.
Grunge.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Again, you can join us, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Ken in New Bedford, who has a thought on Bo Nix. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. I think you're, like most people, I think you're just sort of giving the Rodney Dangerfield treatment to Bo Nix. I mean, the guy doesn't make a lot of mistakes wherever he goes. I mean, he's been phenomenal at the college level, and he's got a chance to break the record for most wins in his first two seasons. He's only 2 wins away from that. I just think you're underestimating him, like most people do. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He only took 5 sacks his senior year. He had like 45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's exactly who Sean Payton wanted, for good reason.
All right, thanks, Ken. Yeah, I mean, look, he does win a lot. There's no question about that, and I don't want to totally dismiss that. Like, knowing Tom, I think you had the stats yesterday, right? Or was it or did Dan have the stats on Bo Nix's numbers when the Broncos are leading versus trailing? Like, his numbers when they're trailing are absurd, and his numbers when they're leading are, like, surprisingly very mediocre.
Yes.
So it's like, he's gonna, if you're losing, he'll get you back in the game. And if you're winning, he'll get the opponent back in the game.
Yeah. Right. Like, and that's not what you want, right? Like, you want to have a guy that can play quarterback that is going to keep you in the lead, not help you blow the lead. And he talks about his senior year at Oregon. That was like his 6th senior year, right? Like, at age 24 in college, yes, he had a great year. Like, I don't really put a ton of stock into what he did at Oregon that year. And like, yeah, it's obviously incredibly impressive, but the way that college football has turned into sort of like the minor leagues, right? Like, it's, you have full grown adults playing 6th, 7th years in college and having these big years. I don't know that you can like factor that in too much into the assessment for like if Bo Nix is good or not. Like, he's been in the pros for 2 years. Let's just focus on the pros.
Yeah, like he was the same draft class as Drake May, but 2 years older.
Correct.
Like, that matters. Like,
he turns 26 in February.
How many games you play in college, how many passes you throw matters. So it's like, Bo Nix, I think it's fair to say, probably came into the NFL more pro-ready.
Yep, and that's why Peyton drafted him.
Yeah, just because he had experience.
Yep.
I also think he has a much lower, certainly a much lower ceiling than Drake May, which we've seen this year. But yeah, I mean, like, look, you can say he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He does have 11 interceptions, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in today's NFL, there's only 5 quarterbacks who have more than that.
Right.
So, you know, he's not flawless by any means. You know, his efficiency, completion percentage, like that kind of stuff is fairly mediocre compared to like the top quarterbacks in the league.
I was just going to add to that, too. 20 turnover-worthy plays, that's 37th in the NFL. EPA per play, he's 16th, so he's like middle of the pack there. I think we now have enough advanced stats. Not to say it's everything. If you want to call me a nerd, go for it. You wouldn't be the first. So Tom's not the first. But like we have enough things nowadays to kind of showcase, like, okay, quarterback wins don't tell you the full picture, and there's a lot more to it, and especially when you have a quarterback or a coach like Sean Payton who does make your life easier. And I know that can kind of be thrown against other quarterbacks around the NFL that have really good coaches, but I think this is sort of a clear example of this guy's solid. He's not amazing like Drake May is, because the advanced stats will tell you that Drake May is way better of a quarterback than Bo Nix is.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. That'd be the second. Again, probably won't be the last.
All right, let's go to Jonathan in Londonderry, New Hampshire. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thanks, Jonathan.
I want to talk about the parity in the NFL this year. This is a great opportunity. This was a great year for the Patriots to leapfrog ahead of schedule, because at the beginning of the season, just for giggles, back in late August, I threw $100 on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I
do every year. Nice.
All right? So they were 100 to win $6,500.
Ooh, I know who I'm calling.
All right? But now I'm talking to people now who want to put a futures bet on a team that could make the tournament, and they're right now they're red hot. Take a team like the Carolina Panthers. They've been playing great football. If they get into the tournament, you know what the odds are for them to win the Super Bowl?
What?
Right now, if you put $100 on them, $15,000 on a $100 bet.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you getting, is your pocket kind of getting hot there? You want to throw another hundo on a team here, Jonathan?
Are you kidding me? I buzzed down the street up here in Londonderry and tickle that for 50.
There you go.
7,500?
Yeah, just give yourself a taste. Dumb not to.
The power of Bryce Young.
Yeah. I love it.
But no, it's one of those years where you can't sit there and say the Rams are favored or the Eagles are anybody could win. A team like the Patriots have a damn good chance to pull this off.
They really do, Jonathan.
They do. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. I mean, I would have said, and I might still say, I think the Rams are the most complete team in the NFL. Like, Stafford's been ridiculous this season. They have weapons. Puka and Devontae is as good a receiving duo as you'll find. Like, not just this season, but anytime.
That guy is
history.
So good, man. Puka Nacua is so
crazy.
Fun to watch.
So you
he
say
might
even
be a dummy, but he's really, really good at football.
So even more than your hometown team of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, even more than my hometown Seahawks. Yeah, because I just can't trust Sam Darnold. Like, regardless of how that division ends up, and that's another that's a division that's just wide open between three really good teams, with the 49ers still up there as well. I might still think the Rams are the most complete team, but like, they've had some slip ups. You know, they got beat by Seattle. Like, that that was a statement for the Seahawks. So, yeah, I do want to get into the parody a little bit more, and you know, because yeah, I think like the Patriots have what I want to get to. Do they need to be the number one seed? Like, how do we feel about their chances if they have to win three games just to get to the Super Bowl? And how do we feel about their road versus home splits? Like, they're undefeated on the road. They could finish off a perfect 8-0 tomorrow in New York. All three of their losses have been at home. Do we think any of that matters come playoff time? Do you still want to have as many home games as possible? So we got to catch our final break of the hour. But hour two, I'm Scott McLaughlin, Tom Carroll, Joe Weil, David Azer behind the glass. Give us a call or text 617-779-7937. We'll wrap up Patriots, I think, on the other side of this. And then I do want to get us into Red Sox, too, because we have Joe here and very interesting Red Sox offseason. So we'll be back on the other side.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.